Good afternoon. A beautiful day in progress across interior New York and New England with high pressure in control. We're enjoying plenty of sunshine, comfortable humidity, and a slight westerly breeze. Temperatures should continue to climb and reach afternoon highs on average in the middle to upper 70s. That high cresting overhead tonight will keep skies clear, and it will be seasonably cool with lows back into the lower 50s, even some 40s across the higher terrain. A weak disturbance passing through to our north tomorrow will generate a few clouds, which will mix with sunshine, still though milder in the afternoon with highs in the upper 70s to around 80. On Saturday, mostly sunny, warm with highs in the lower 80s, and lower 80s on Sunday with a mix of sun and clouds. Eventually, some moisture working its way in our direction from the south may produce a couple of showers and thunderstorms for the early part of next week. Still, though, Monday and Tuesday mainly dry with a mix of sun and clouds both days, temperatures climbing into the lower and middle 80s. And either way, we'll dry it out by the time we hit Wednesday with partly sunny skies. Highs will be back into the middle 80s with increasing humidity. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms across the central and southern high plains. Highly unstable air will contribute to a volatile environment which will support supercells capable of producing large hail and damaging wind gusts in this region. If enough wind shear exists, a few tornadoes are not out of the question. And the tropics are starting to heat up as Tropical Depression No. 5 is formed off the coast of Africa and just south of the Cape Verde Islands. Maximum sustained winds with this system are 35 miles per hour, and the depression is moving toward the west-northwest near 16 miles per hour. This general motion is expected to continue with some decrease in forward speed during the next couple of days. And closer to the lower 48, the Hurricane Center is monitoring shower and thunderstorm activity associated with a low-pressure system in a northwestern Caribbean Sea. Conditions are conducive for development, and a tropical cyclone could develop in the next few days. The disturbance is moving toward the west-northwest at 10 miles per hour and should reach the Yucatan Peninsula later today. By Friday, the low is forecast to move over the southern Gulf of Mexico. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states' temperature extremes ran from a high of 117 degrees at Death Valley, California, to a low of 30 at Daniel and Snake River Ranger Station, both in Wyoming, and also at Brimson, Minnesota. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City, sunny, near 80, Boston, sunny, in the mid to upper 70s, and in Buffalo, sunny and breezy, with highs in the lower 70s. The average high temperature in Albany today, 81 degrees, the average low, 60, the record high, 96, set in 1959, and the record low, 48, in 1964. Sunrise this morning was at 6:02 a.m., sunset this evening, 7:57 p.m., 13 hours and 55 minutes of daylight, a loss of 2 minutes from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid to upper 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower to mid 50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, a mix of sun and clouds, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the lower to mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the mid to upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny, pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid 70s. Mostly clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s to around 50. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90, sunny, a bit breezy, and pleasantly mild today with highs in the mid-70s, mostly clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, a mix of sun and clouds, milder, upper 70s, mostly sunny Saturday, lower 80s, a few more clouds on Sunday, still plenty of sun in the lower 80s, a mix of sun and clouds on Monday and Tuesday, chance of a shower or thunderstorm with highs in the lower 80s and mid-80s with a mix of sun and clouds on Wednesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.